Well, hello, my beautiful people. Nope, I haven't left this spot since the last episode, but all in good fun. We are excited to be here. This is going to be a short one. It's going to be short and sweet because we're going to get to the fucking point because y'all are fucking hilarious. I have had too many people recently mention that they are feeling some imposter syndrome. And you know what? Me too. I've had some insecurities about that as of recently. I've had quite a few insecurities about that as of recently. And I want you to know that you are meant to be where you are at. But the only way you will get to stay where you are at and continue to elevate yourself where you're at is to continue to believe that that is exactly what you deserve. You deserve to attract something so magnetic that people wonder how the fuck you got it. Mind you, I don't understand how I get into half the positions I'm in. I don't. And it's not because I don't think I work hard or don't think that I'm capable. It's that I don't know how the fuck I got from A to B. For example, I started as a personal assistant to Jessica Williams. This was supposed to be a stepping stone. I am now in a company 2.5 years later as the director of marketing. And I don't plan on leaving. Not that I don't plan on being an entrepreneur too. However, I don't plan on leaving this company ever because I love it. I love the mission. I love exactly what we do. And I am so proud to be a part of it. I attracted this position. I don't have a degree in marketing. I don't have a degree in marketing. And I will say that a million times over, the degree that you graduate with means absolutely nothing. You just need the piece of paper. You just need the piece of paper. And if you're smart, you'll find something that elevates you and makes you a little bit better. And somewhere that you are not good at. For example, I found product development. I wasn't good at product development whenever I first started it. I had no clue what I was doing. None of us did. That's the beauty of it. And marketing, I knew like the back of my hand. And I remember being a part of that class and I was like, I know this. I know all of it. I could actually perform my own class if you would like. And I remember just like being so bored in that class. And I remember doing the entrance project for that degree specifically. And I was like, ugh, this is boring. I hate this. And I got to where I didn't even have to read lectures. However, I really did enjoy the lectures because I enjoy marketing. But I didn't necessarily have to read them to learn anything in regards to something that was going to be on the test or the quiz or whatever. I read it because I enjoyed the topic. That being said, it wasn't hard to learn marketing. So I wanted to educate myself in something that I didn't understand, that I truly needed experts to talk to me about. And I remember I decided to do product development, and it's because it had a little bit of everything in it. It had marketing, it had, you know, it had the actual construction, it had sewing, it had designing, it had all of these things in it that I really wanted to learn. And I now know all of them. Thank God. That's exciting because that's one of my businesses, right? But neither here nor there, I went and now I have this position in marketing. I attracted this position. That's all it was. And I need you to understand the law of attraction. And I'm not talking the law of attraction in regards to relationships. I'm talking about the law of attraction in regards to nature. You will attract what is meant for you every single time. I have always attracted more money. After I have decided that I deserve the money I have attracted more love. I've attracted more compassion. I've contracted better opportunities. I've contracted larger opportunities. I've attracted better connections. I'm meeting with someone who works with Adidas tomorrow. How exciting is that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm consistently elevating, and it's not because I'm sitting here and telling myself I don't deserve where I am. I'm unfortunately having to scream at myself in the mirror saying I deserve to be exactly where I am. But I have to scream it. I have to scream at the top of my lungs because I honestly don't believe it a majority of the time. And it's not because I don't believe I worked my ass off, but because I believe that a girl in my position was told that she was never going to be here. Whenever you are young and you hear something so frequently, you believe it. So I have to tell myself that my little Arkansan self deserves to be in Los Angeles, California, making a name for herself, meeting with top of the league professionals, meeting with people that she didn't think could love her. Meeting with people that she didn't think would enjoy her company. Meeting with people that her family don't care for. Meeting with people that she deems good humans that are making a difference in this world, that are making the world better. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I can remember a town of 5,000 people. I could not have done that if it weren't for the fact that I believed I could at one point. I was a sophomore in high school. I went and I was like, I'm gonna get glass at DECA ICDC. And I will forever tell this story because even though it happened like now, I think 6 years ago, it's still one of my proudest moments in God's green earth. And so I told myself I'm gonna do it. I go, I'm working my ass off all year long. It's a stellar project, amazing project, one of my favorite ones I've ever done. Amazing project. All I did was focus on that project. And I locked in, my partner backed out not even 3 months before ICDC. Not even 6 months before ICDC, I believe. It was actually about 3 months before SCDC. I had to do it entirely alone, which is fine. Totally cool. Not a stress. She is one of my friends still to this day. And I went to California, Los Angeles. I went to Orange County specifically. I presented this project that I had done in a small town in Arkansas. This little old town, Alma, Arkansas. And I did this project. I presented it. I became one of the top 10 people in this category. And I won second place across the world with my project. That was a moment that I knew I was the shit. I have no other explanation. I was the shit from that moment forward. I came off that stage a different person. And my marketing teacher will attest for it. She's like, that win was the best thing that ever happened to you. You knew before that you were really good. You knew you had something inside of you, but you needed someone to tell you you deserved it. And it couldn't come from my family because the majority of them told me they didn't. It couldn't come from my friends because the majority of them didn't think I could do it. It didn't come from any of these humans. It had to come from someone who was an unbiased source on the outside. And it was. It was. I was determined in front of hundreds of thousands of people that I deserved this honor, this ability to sell, to market, to show that I can run a campaign at 16 years old. That's actually insane. That's actually crazy. Like, it really blows my mind. And so I'm sitting here and thinking about this right now, and I'm just like, I am blown away. Blown away by the fact that that is the moment that I realized I could attract it. I can attract exactly what I want. And I'm not talking about manifesting or burning sage or doing anything like that. No. It is truly being authentically you. Authentically you. If you want to quit the job, quit the job. I guarantee to you money's going to come because you're not going to let it not. I guarantee to you, you're going to push yourself forward because you're not going to let yourself sit around. You are part of the reason that you are so attractive. You're not attractive in regards to your looks or anything else. It is purely your magnetic inner core. There's a reason people are attracted to you, and it's not necessarily because you're the prettiest girl on the block or because you have the most beautiful windswept hair or because you have the perfect platinum blonde. It's not. It's because you are an aura that people are attracted to. Energy is real. Things like that are real. And the amount of people that I've had come up to me and say, your aura is beautiful. It makes my heart skip a beat every fucking time. I love hearing that. I love hearing that your aura is beautiful. I just want to talk to you. You seem so charismatic. Because I am. I have so much fun. I love talking to people. I love learning new people. I love learning new stories. I'm always going to enjoy that. And the gig I just picked up is actually all about that. All I do is interview people. And I get to talk to them about their stories and how they did what they did and listen to where they came from and then talk about it to everyone else. I get to be the person that spreads the message. How exciting is that? I'm like Carrie Bradshaw. Oh my God, guys, I'm Carrie Bradshaw. I love the idea of being able to spread other people's stories. And the only way that I can spread your story is if you attract the correct thing to you. So I say this with all the love I have in my heart for you. Please, 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 please start believing that you deserve everything you've gotten. Not the bad shit. That just builds character. But you deserve every good thing that has come to you. You deserve every ounce of it. You deserve everything. I'm sitting in the position of director of marketing, not because it's luck of the draw. I'm not lucky. You're not lucky. And I had my friend, Jessica, I love her with my whole heart. This girl literally looked at me and she said, I know you're not lucky because I know you work your ass off and I know we hate the word lucky. But Jesus fuck, I'm proud of you. And I almost cried there in the middle of the bar. I still am about to cry and I can't because I got my lashes done. I say all that to say, please, please, please realize that you deserve every ounce of good that is coming to you and has come to you. Don't ever forget that, and you will never see yourself stop succeeding and stop attracting. You're going to only continue to make it better. So please continue pushing forward, even though it's hard, even though imposter syndrome sucks ass, push yourself. I guarantee you will never, ever, ever regret believing in yourself. You won't.